here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 17th of December 2025. Yes, I'm not sure whether there's another Bunyip next week.
I think apparently there will is. Be. I think so. There won't be one the week after.
Won't be
I
one
think,
between yeah. Christmas and New
but
Year.
But we will not be recording next Thursday.
No, we won't be recording next week because I'll be interstate. Oh, Jeanette might be able to record on her own, but I won't be here to help her. So my name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Okay.
And we're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. We're in a different room, so there might be a little bit of a different echo or sound. But today we also had the funeral of Dr. Bruce Eastick, who'd been a long-term resident of Gawler and former mayor and member of parliament and personally a friend. So he lived a very long and fruitful life, and he was a great mentor. And that was mentioned quite a few times during the funeral service this morning. And the Civic Centre of the Gawler Council actually offered the Civic the James Martin Room for the members of the public to come in and watch the live stream of it. But I think the heat kept a lot of people away.
Yes.
You know, it was a good coverage of it. So, and after the funeral, the cortege came up Murray Street and then they stopped, slowed down right outside the Civic building. So,
he was mayor for many years.
He was mayor and had two lots of being mayor. So they topped and tiled his services, member of parliament. So he was a good man. So anyway, I'll just make that comment. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Fire Brigade for Gawler. Several of the residents of Gawler are becoming impressed with an idea of the necessity of a fire brigade for this town. That a fire brigade has not long since been formed is in itself a reflection upon us as a town. The matter only requires a little agitation, and we believe there are plenty of willing hands and ready purses to make the matter a success. Well, fire brigade in this country is absolutely essential, and they would have worked that out by 150 years ago very quickly.
Yes. And, of course, 150 years ago, a lot of the houses were pug and pine as well.
So and very vulnerable.
Open fires, and so vulnerable to bushfire and grass fire, but also just house fire.
Yes, it would have taken a lot out.
So 100 years ago, spring fashions. The latest news from Paris as to the king of fashions to be worn in the spring should cause some fluttering amongst the feminine dovecotes. It is said that the flared skirt is going to be transmogrified into a Cossack skirt, which would be semi-crinoline, that is, flared right out with a sort of wire arrangement. Now, this one really intrigued me because, of course, 100 years ago was the 20s with the flapper dress, beading and cloche hats. And
frills and furbelows.
So I did do some research. And indeed, there was a fashion designer called Jeannie Lanvin who designed clothes that quite differently, that not the flapper dress. Yeah. And there was some with flared skirts. So I'm wondering if what they're referring to is one of her creations.
Might have been.
So she didn't go with the flow of fashion design of the 20s. So there were some alternate dresses, and there's one pictured that was in Metropolitan Museum in New York that was quite flared out, and they did, some of her dresses did have panniers, which is like the
The wire cages with material over them that looked dreadful.
She was going against the trend.
I'm glad she lost out actually.
Very good.
Yes,
I had to correct a typo in the previous one because I was reading it last night. I think it makes no sense.
I think they just take it out of Trove Auto Text. 50 years ago, Lindock Bank robbery. A masked bandit armed with a 12-gauge shotgun held up the Lindock branch of the ANZ Bank last Friday and escaped with $2,746. He walked into the bank at 3:45 p.m., jumped over the counter and ordered the teller at gunpoint to fill his bag with money. He then dashed across to his car parked across the road in front of Balloch's Lindock Hotel and drove off at high speed along the Sturt Highway towards Gawler.
Now, those little country banks were so vulnerable.
They were vulnerable. So that wasn't the bicycle bandit. That was more recent than 50 years ago, wasn't it? I wonder if they ever got that one. Mm. God, there's some awful people around, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah. So, 25 years ago, 8,000 enjoyed festival. Gawler's annual Christmas Street Festival last Thursday night was once again a huge success, with more than 8,000 people joining in the Murray Street festivities. The festival was again organised by the Rotary Club of Gawler and coordinated by Mike Williams, who described it as overwhelmingly successful. And we would have been there with the boys, and they probably sat on that Santa's knee, because back then the kids sat on Santa's knee.
Yes, yes. And Mike Williams was one of the gave one of the eulogies this morning at Bruce Eastick's funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, as a Rotarian, so yes, there you go.
Yeah. Hmm.
This is how things work, isn't it, in a small community. Mm-hmm. That's a lovely photo of Santa with a couple of kids cuddling up to him.
Yes.
And it says, Slaying Santa. Mm. Oh, nice. Yeah. 10 years ago, a cut fence near the ignition point of the Pinery Fire is the centre of investigations currently being undertaken by a police task force. Officers from Task Force Pinery, established by the SA Police Major Crime Investigation Branch to investigate the cause of the November 25 fire, will be in Malalar tomorrow to gather information from the community about the fire. But I think the cut fence, from memory, I think that was cut during the fire.
To fight the fire.
Firefighting operations. Yes, they cut it to get into it. I don't think anything came of that. They never really worked out what happened, except that there was an old battery, I think, or something near the ignition point.
Mm. I thought they'd never actually identified the
cause. Not really. No, it's a terrible thing.
Mm.
So
that day was dreadful.
Oh, it was a shocking day.
It was a shocking day. I looked out the back of our house facing south at the trees and the wind and the heat, and I was thinking, oh, I hope a fire doesn't start today. It would be disastrous. And shortly after, Jerry rang, said, haven't you looked out the front of your house? And at the front, the sky was black.
Oh, the other side,
the sky was black.
Yeah. I was at work and we got the notification because I was working for the Country Fire Service Foundation at the time and we supported volunteers that were injured and got word that there was a massive fire at Pinery and it was heading south towards Malalar, and because I'm at Two Wells I went home, but then the wind changed. But by then, of course, you've got a long finger of fire fanned from the north and it's heading towards Malalar. They got it around, they reckon the racetrack saved Malalar because it was such a big area that they could control the fire, and then the wind changed and you had a 10 kilometre wide front.
Apparently Gawler was actually under threat.
It would have been,
Helen said, you know, that because she was working at the time as well in CFS, and I'm not sure which department. Yeah. She organised for the Gawler residents because she put the warning.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually under threat. So,
Well, Hamley Bridge, we went up there because we were helping out, the foundation was helping out people that not only were injured but they lost property and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we went up fairly soon after the event and driving into Hamley Bridge, and you could see how deep into the township the fire had actually gone.
Yes, yeah.
It was really quite scary and a couple of houses burnt on the edge of the township and so much. And the two fatalities, which, of course, were terrible, awful. So that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
And if we don't, we won't speak to you before Christmas.
No, so have a lovely Christmas.
A lovely Christmas, everyone, and we'll speak to you in the new year.
Yes, 2026.
My goodness, 2026. Yep.
For all light signs.